Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Mem Zayin, Pesachim 47. Today's Daf Yomi, where the Gemara is discussing that Rav Mari had brought a challenge to Rav Chista, that Rav Chista had said that biblically speaking, a person is allowed to do work on Yom Tov for the purposes of eating on Shabbos, that a person is allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That's the position of Rav Chista. So Rav Mari challenges it. How can Rav Chista say that? But we said in the Mishnah, Menachos Staf Kufam Abeis, that Shtei Alechem, the two loaves of bread that were brought on the holiday of Shavuos, as a background on Shavuos, that we bring an offering to Hashem, a Karma Mincha, and this offering has two loaves of bread that are made from the new crops that grew that year. And each one of these loaves needs to have what's called an Iseron of Tzolas, and you need to bring with it two sheep as a Shlomim offering. And the Kohen waves them and slaughters them and sprinkles their blood, and then he takes the breast and the thigh from each one of these sheep, and he waves them with the two loaves of bread. And then he brings the inner parts of the sheep as an offering on the altar, and afterwards he divides up the bread to the Kohanim, and the Kohanim eat them that day and the night after it until midnight, like holy of holy food. That's how the Rambam explains it in Hilchos Tumidin Safim, chapter 8, laws 1 and 2. So we see from here, says Rav Mari, that the two loaves of bread, it says in the Mishnah in Menachos are Eina Nechos or Pachos Mishtayim Velo Yoser Al Shlosha, that they're never eaten less than 2 days old. These two loaves of bread, which were brought on Shavuos, they were always at least 2 days old and never more than 3 days old. And the Mishnah explains Ketzad. How is that the case? Nafos Erev Yom Tov, they are baked on the eve of Yom Tov. You never bake them on Yom Tov. V'Nechelos L'Yom Tov L'shnayim. And so therefore, since they're baked on the eve of Yom Tov, they're eaten on the day of Yom Tov as the second day. So that's the 2 days that they're typically eaten. But let's say Chal Yom Tov Yos Achar Shabbos. Let's say Yom Tov comes on a Sunday. Let's say Shavuos comes on a Sunday. Then you bake them on Erev Shabbos. So therefore, Nechols Yom Tov L'shlosha. You eat them on Yom Tov on the third day. You bake them Friday, and it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You eat them on the third day. Because the baking of these loaves of bread don't push off Shabbos or Yom Tov. So says Rav Mari, and if you say you're allowed to do the needs of Shabbos on Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook for Shabbos on Yom Tov, well, it doesn't make sense. Since you're allowed to prepare the food according to you on Yom Tov for Shabbos, biblically speaking, then for sure you should be allowed to prepare the food on Yom Tov for Yom Tov itself. So if you're allowed to prepare for Shabbos on Yom Tov, for sure you should be allowed to. And so from the fact that it says that you're not allowed to do it in this case, that the fact that you weren't allowed to bake the loaves of bread on Yom Tov itself, and instead in the case where Shabbos is the day before Yom Tov, you have to eat it 3 days old. So we see from here that this is a problem, and the only reason why you're allowed to, in general, prepare for the food, the needs of Shabbos and Yom Tov, is because we say, because maybe you're not really specifically allowed to prepare on Shabbos for Shabbos and Yom Tov, but rather you're saying maybe the guests will come, and so therefore you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. And that doesn't apply by the two loaves of bread, because clearly they're not going to be allowed to eat until the sheep are slaughtered, and so therefore you wouldn't be able to prepare them on Yom Tov. You have to prepare them from Erev Yom Tov, and so therefore it doesn't push off the Yom Tov. So this is a challenge. So the Gemara says, no, there's a distinction between the case of the two loaves of bread and regular Yom Tov. Why? Shani Yosem, what's the distinction between the two loaves of bread and the prohibition of generally speaking, preparing food on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Because the Amar Kra, there's a verse that says specifically with respect to the preparing of food on Yom Tov, it says, Ach asher ye'achel chol nefesh shu levado ye'aseh lachem. That which whatever you need to eat, you can do for yourselves. And the Talmud explains from the fact that it says lachem, for yourselves, it means for your needs. That's what it's permitted to do on Yom Tov, v'lo le'gevoa, but not for the temple. And so therefore, you're not allowed to bake on Yom Tov for the purposes of the temple, but you're allowed to do it for yourself. That's how the Gemara explains it. So the Gemara, and even though the Kohanim are going to eat it on Yom Tov, that's still going to be considered for the temple. And in the Kohanim are, it's considered, like we say in Beitzav, a Kohanim Zocha Mishochan Gavoah. And this is the idea that on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to bring like voluntary offerings. Only the sacred offerings are able to be brought. So that's one approach. But the Gemara says, well, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says, to Amar Mishimer Shimon ben Askan, that he says the baking of the breads on Yom Tov docha es Yom Tov. He says, no, actually, you're allowed to bake the two loaves of bread for Shavuos on Yom Tov itself. According to him, Ma'iko Amemer, what does he do with this verse that says Lachem, which means for you and not for the temple? For the temple. So Gemara says his answer is several like Abba Shaul. He rules like Abba Shaul, who says when it says Ach Asher Yachol Chol Nefeshu Avadol Yaseu Lachem, what does it mean that you're allowed to bake for yourselves? It means Lachem V'lo Nachrim. That on Yom Tov you're not allowed to bake for somebody who's not Jewish. That you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, and you're allowed to violate the Yom Tov. You're allowed to do prohibited activities, but you can't do it for the temple, and you can't do it for somebody who's not Jewish. It has to only be done for you yourself. That's the allowance that was made. And so therefore, indeed, this is the halacha on the Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov in order to feed somebody who's not Jewish, because it says, Hu avado yaseh lachem. And so therefore, the specific cooking needs to be done for yourself, and not somebody of another faith.